on the covered Shnasa Shemitah, and this week's day of Pasha Bahar, Pasha Shemitah. We're going to learn a little bit about one of the Yanim of Shemitah. Maybe it's a little bit controversial, but we're going to learn the Sugi Shabbai, the Tayyar Shabbai. The Indian that had the Mechir. The Maestro was about 100 years ago. This is Hashtesach before, Yimhamav and Nimhamav before, the Mechir of the Medina. Medina, but there was already Yidden living in Israel. There was from Yidden, there was either Fry Yidden, Shoyim also seen. But that year was the Shnasa Shemitah, and it was a very difficult time. There was a lot of poverty of one's one, there was a lot of Aniyas. I don't think it was Pikuch Nefesh, because it would be Mamash Pikuch Nefesh, it wouldn't be a Shoyim. The states of Pikuch Nefesh is Deichach Kodar Kula. So the question of Chlor Pikuch Nefesh, of course, it's Deichach. All the mitzvahs of Shemitah. But it was, they said it was close to a raw, it was close to a hunger. And he felt to go a year in Simcha Ones, to go for a year not to work the fields, was close to a hunger. So they were looking for a tayyum.
Okay,
well, nice, this was a shayla was this that time. And so there were three Gedolei Adar that were Matir. One was Yitzchak Elchanan, who was considered Pesach Adar. He gave a hetter to do, he arranged how they could do this hetter mechir. He could basically sell the fields to a guy, and had a sheet this whole that Eretz Yisrael, which belongs to a guy, is part of the Shemitah, and then you could work the fields, you could grow the fields, you could grow food. And the second was Shulei Kutna, who was also Yerach and Mamash and Gedolei Adar in that time. And the third, I cannot remember, maybe anyone knows, but there's a third of us, I just don't remember who it was, there's a third famous fellow that was Matthew. And basically all the other Rabbanim, come out the whole Del, was against it. Rabbanim and Israel, they say them. Well, that was later. I don't think it was at that time. This is just that first time the Shalom came up about 100 years ago, was a big tumult. The Beis Levi was very stuck against it, the Netziv was very stuck against it, the Ritvaz and the Shami was from the Reish Aleichemin, the Hashosan came out against it. And they say, well, the Rabbanim and Yitzchak came out against it. Some people even had a question, why are Rabbanim and Chutzlar getting involved with Chal? With the Shayla. I once saw Moshe Feinstein, and the Gizmosh was the Shayla with the Gay Shemitah. And he said, I normally don't answer Shayla to the Gay Yitzchak. You have your own Rabbanim, you know. He felt like, you know, why are you coming to me to the Shayla? You have your Rabbanim and Yitzchak. Rabbanim and Yitzchak, these Gedolei Adar, they felt that they had a Paskin for them also. And then they gave this Hetem Mashiach. Chazon Ish was very stuck against it also. Basically, there were three kindness against the Hetem Mechir. The first kind of was that it's Lava the Torah, but Sechanim. Basically, you're selling your soul to a guy. And it's Lava the Torah, there's a Lava the Torah that you're not going to sell any part of your soul to a guy. I was thinking, yes, there's non Golos, maybe that Lava should not apply, because Fakir, Golos by definition means you're not supposed to be there. They just took us out, they just will give it back to us. But right now, it's not our land. You took us out, you gave it to the guy. Maybe there's no Lissachanim, but no one says that Svar. So vice versa, Lissachanim still applies today. So in the second time, based on this, was if it's Takiz Olav Dereis of Lissachanim, they said the whole Mechir would be bottled, because the Mechir was done by the Shliach. You didn't have any farmer sitting down with a guy and making Mechir, and they don't know exactly how to do it. You had to have someone who was Makam Tachash Mishpat, knew how to make the Shtars, make the Kinyonim. So they had Rabbanim do it, basically Rishlicha, similar to the way we do Mechir's Chametz. We make the Rabbi Shlicha do it. So the ones that were against the Mechir, they said that if it's an Aveira, Mela ain't Shlicha the Aveira. We pass in the Morse says, in Kedushah and Beis, other places, but see, the Fidim and Beis, that's ain't Shlicha the Aveira. So the whole, if it's an Aveira, there's no Shlicha, there's no Mechir. So what are you doing? You have nothing yet. So someone did answer that with the Nesivis, there's a Santa and Nesivis and Mishpat in Simakut Pei Beis, Kon Alef. He says in the middle there, he says a lashon, he says, Roif Poiskim hold that the whole din of Ein Shlichah Rabeir is only that the Meshaleach does not have an Abeir. But the Shlichah is not bottle. That's not how it works. When you make him to do a Shlichah, the Shlichah remains. The Koyach HaShlichah remains, and the Shlichah is Kayim. It's only the din that you don't have an Abeir. Because
that's in a case where you could split up the Shlichahs. The more is talking about if I send somebody to kill somebody. So for there, the only Shlichahs. It's not there, it's not always killing. So there, the shadow is it's my affair, it's his affair. Over here, there's two things. It's spot, there's a kinyan.
Okay.
The kinyan is not there. So the shayla is too double. And do you say that it's part of the kidney? That's a chiddush for kid. You have to be mechadish.
But if the mechir, like the chani, as long as you're raising that day and there's no ancient, we're divir av, divir tam, divir mishayim, and we told the shayla, you should not be listening to him, you shouldn't be doing this maisa. He says, he doesn't tell us who they are. And despite the times, he doesn't see anyone saying this. He has a cash of it, and the others ask it also. But the Stiper says, who are the right person of the Nasivus is quoting? The Stiper is a Hosh Tikkel saying, Hosh Tikkel Terran, it's bring rice both ways. There are rice both ways. And basically, he wants to say, should be totally in two ways to learn. The first Terran is a faces of Amitsi, that Hidom Abbez, Divin Mathful Dom in Israel. If you see that King Yaakov and Amitsi is from the Tezayan, he goes to the Honey Rain, explains the faces. And it's two ways to learn the faces, and it could be totally this. He also brings that some Vetsis, see the Vetsis over there, and Shus Kiveg, some Kochavtes on the Indian. Which might be negated this star. But Kaponim, that was one of the answers I wanted to give, that, you know, they're not answering the Veyer part. I mean, they're not answering that the Maskim, maybe, but even if it's in the Veyer, the big time was that the whole Mechir was bottled and had to be Samach and then because Ain Sheikh Veyer, they want the answer with this Nasivis. That Ain Sheikh Veyer only means that there's no, that the Mashalech is not over, but the Shlichus remains. But the third time, and probably the main time, which the Chazon Ish speaks about a lot, and they all speak about, is the chayyur that the mechir, the whole mechir is the harama. And it's considered, even, they don't really mean it, even though you're saying you're making a mechir, the chayyur is zvam shabalev, lev ka'odam. And we have a klal, even though zvam shabalev in the barim, if you make a mechir, you don't mean it, that's zvam shabalev, the mechir remains. But if it's lev ka'odam, everybody knows you don't mean it, that's already not called zvam shabalev, and that's already not a mechir.
It's also the same thing, isn't it?
What?
It's based
on
the same
symbol. So the Dvaz, they say to the Lushin, and it's really in his Hakhtamah to Sefer, he said, what, they're going to, Bakrif Kante, it's so saying, Bovis La Rabba, you're going to believe that they really mean to sell the Hori Tzol to one Biafot Arab? I guess it's not realistic, not doing it. So the other, so the ones who are Mati, and he said, sure, he couldn't write this in the Sefer, Shul Smalka, he says, everybody does it every year by Mechir's Chometz, they even place some head, no one has time, it's Mechir's Chometz, nobody says that, you don't really mean it. Same thing over here. That's how you make a mechir, and it's a good mechir. So the Chazon Ish and the others, they answer back, there's a big chilek. So by mechir is chometz, you could say you don't really mean it. But the Ma'ase said at the end of the day, or at the end of Pesach, if the guy would come home and say, okay, you sold me the chometz, I'm taking it. If you would try to stop him, you would realize, in Mafreya, you are over by your by matzah, two lavim there ice every second, you are over thousands of lavim. And he also here would say, go ahead and take it. Even if the store with $20,000 worth of chametz, then they tuck and make up a deal, and in the mechir it says that at the end of Pesach, when you come to pick it up, you'll have to pay me $20,000 for it, but the mice, you will let him take it. Every mechir comes to my LC, then you tuck it, you really do mean it. You don't want to sell your chametz, but the mice, if he comes and he wants to take it, you're not going to let the mechir be bottled, you would let it be, you would let the mechir go through, you're not going to be able. What's the Pesach Mashenkin over here? But in Mechir's Neitzor, they would talk to some Elchiyidim, but most of them were Tzionim, Yerushalayim, and they would not be masking that, especially today, like half the country is old and they had the Mechir. Like, it's, even though they talk right in the contract at the end that, you know, if you, at the end of Shemitah, if you want to keep it, you have to pay me like $1 billion or $1 trillion, whatever it is, the rabbi could get that money, not a problem. He goes to Iran, he goes to Syria, I mean, there's not a problem, here's $1 billion, solves our problem, get out, we're taking the country. And there's no way that Syrian would allow it. We know it's a fake, we know they don't mean it. So, that's the thing that it's not even, can you compare it to Mechir's Chometz, it's not Dvam Shavleh, but Leif Ba'olim, they don't mean the whole Mechir. There's got one more thing that they brought in at that time, as even this first Mechir, the time of the first Mechir, the country was run by England, it was owned officially by England. And Vad and Chazanish Tainer, that they never wrote it down in the official records. So they had a system over there also, I think it's called Tabu. They had an official system of writing title and deeds, the way we have now also. You can't sell property unless you list it, unless you register it with the Medina. And they weren't registering this with England. So it's not registered, Mitam Dina Mokhsadina was never Mechir. The whole Mechir was just done between the Rabbanan and the one guy that they picked to do Mechir, the Mechir. But if it wasn't written and done legally, Din Mechusadina is not a mechir. I think it could be the answer was maybe they wrote in the contract that at the end of the year, if you talk, we want to keep it, you know, you'll pay us and we'll write all the legalities. So maybe all that is enough for the mechir. But the ones that tended against the was, if it wasn't done legally, that's not the dimach, and they put rice, dimach was dinah, is ma'ak, maybe even the rice. It's not, it's ma'akah, no machir, there's no kinyan. That was the time.
Why do they have to pay it if he wants to keep the quarter ready?
Well, by the chiyus comes, we do that also. We also write that that we write to give a deposit, and it's your kinyan. The kinyan is now, but out tonight. Yeah. That if you want to keep it, you pay it later on. That's how they do chiyus comes also. Like the big stores when they sell the chametz, they write the dollar amount. How much you have to give, $20,000 at the end. But the mechir is only now because you're just finishing your payment later. It's like a payment plan. A payment plan. At the end, we buy it back from you. At the end, we buy it back. We're giving you back here. The whole sale was a certain amount. We're a payment plan. At the end, we're giving it back to you. But we don't have to give it to you because you never gave it to us. Then we will wipe up your debt. That's how we buy it back at the end of the Pesach. So the same thing with mechir chametz, they do the same thing. They wrote a payment plan. Like you're cutting them out, you give a deposit of a dollar. And the rest of the $1 billion you give us later, and at the end we buy it back to you for $1 billion with you or us, we're paying you back, and rather. But the time it was, when Mechir comes, you were never serious. The guy with the taka came with the money, you wouldn't have given it to him. By Mechir, I mean you were serious. If you would have came with the money, you would have given it to him. You were not going to be able to take it. Even if it was a mistake, a big deal. And then I'm not going to be able to trust Shon by Yerba Yamatzah, but by that the Mechir itself, it wasn't real. These famous Kuntus Shuvas, Shomish Shuvas, it's called from the Satan Rebbe, Al-Mashalom, Chusir Nalinu, and he also goes through the whole Neil of Tainus together. There's one line over there that somebody wrote to him, or one Rebbe wrote to him, Ain't he originally in Hasnus Reishi being our male, or I don't want to, it's a Lashon Chazal, I don't want to mix my head into these mountains that are the two stubborn, but that Mechir, Ain't he originally in Hasnus Reishi being our male, so Satan Rebbe is in Delta Harim. Who are these horrors? He goes, oh, Mamuz Meina and the Gemara and Sukkah. Tzadikim didn't know them kahar. The Gemara says on the Yitzhara that at the end, after they, Tzadikim didn't know them kahar. They said, they're going to realize, the Gemara says, they're going to realize, this is what we overcame.
Which
stage
in the
Tzilai?
Which
stage
in the
Tzilai? Obviously, the
Tzilai. Why?
You're there,
it's
still
not
No, you didn't have to.
He had a nice Israel, but there was a fist in
him. I don't understand what
he said. He said, I'm all Israel. Yeah. I love Israel. I don't want to sell any piece of it.
Mainly I wanted to learn to reveal a different sugi, reveal a sugi for itself, which is a little bit shaykhas, maybe more than a little bit and I came to this Mishduk of Kinas Yaakov, the Shvi, a Simmer Aleph, at the end of his Gimel. The Stifler, he's not really speaking Mahed Mechir, he speaks with only other Yom Shvi's, but he happens to mention, Teichon Tzu, he gives a Mamak with Chazanish, where he speaks about why the Hed Mechir should not help today, does not help today. And the site writes the Remiza in brackets, in parentheses, he writes, Vayin Shuvas de Rosh Zal, Klal Ayin Ches, Bin Yishtam HaBrechas, Befrat Besim Agim, Ayin Shom Devam Neirem. He gets this in Marmokim. So I'm looking at this Marmokim, and I'm going through this again. I think he means to say a whole new time against that in here. Just for Remiza. He says, it's not the Sugi in Ksubas, Taf Ayin Ches, and the Beis, and the Eitz Perek. And Mara says, Ahi Yitzisa, there was a woman, there was an Amona, who the boy said, the Chinun Lelich, and the Gavra. She was getting remarried. And Amona had property, and she was getting remarried, and she wanted to hide her property from a new husband. The din is that any property that an Isha owns becomes Nisei Malug, and the husband eats the payers. And she didn't want her husband eating the payers from her property, so she wanted to hide it from him. So Kasvin Lebrata, she wrote Shtaris giving him a ton of all the property to a daughter, belongs to my daughter, it's not mine, so the new husband can't get it. The end was the new husband was Nifta. The Amona became an Amona Nachamol, so she came back to the daughter, gave me back the property. And the daughter said, no, Mommy, you gave it to me, it's mine. And she said, I didn't mean to give it to you, I only meant to hide it. I only meant to hide it, that he should get it. I was going to say, I didn't really mean it. She says, no, it's a Klarish Ramatana, the daughter signed it, and the daughter said, it's hers. So Gemara says, they came before Nachman. And the daughter, the Bash, wrote the Shramatana to Nachman. So Gemara says, Nachman took the Shramatana, the Kara, Herinu. He ripped it off, and he said, Shrama Bessus is there. This is a shtar ma'brechas. Ma'brechas is Moshe running away. This whole shtar was only written for her to escape, to run away and not give, not let her new husband get it. And he said he has a kabbalah. The Rav Nachman said, "Hachim Rebbechin Loi Ba'idi Am Shmuel." He has a kabbalah from Rebbechin Loi Ba'idi. It's a member of Shmuel. Moir Hara Ani. That Shmuel said, "I'm a Moir Hara. If you have a shtar ma'brechas, you have the akirenu. If it comes to my hands a shtar ma'brechas, I'll rip it off because he did not mean it." And there's a whole gemara about this. Tosfos brings down that there's a mitzvah. Officer, the Rishonim explained that again. The Rishonim said, even though the Shtar Matana seems to be very clear that you give him Matana, And even that she didn't meet him, Chayish should be Dvarim Shebelev, and Dvarim Shebelev in Dvarim. So Yishayim explained, right, that this is Chayish, Dvarim Shebelev, and Leif Odom. Anything which is, but everybody knows, they didn't mean it. You see from the Maisa, she just was getting married, right? After she got married, she wrote it over to her daughter. It's pretty obvious what was going on over here. And it's something which is so obvious, Dvarim Shebelev, Leif Odom, that's not called Dvarim Shebelev, and that's about the Homa here. There's a Shrei Rashi in the Gemara. The Gemara over there says, Hidiyah Le'edim. She told Aiden beforehand that the matan is not a matan, it was only to be Mabriach. But Shrei Rashi is not like the other Yishenim, but I saw Rabbi Yoshua says, and Rashi still in his Sefer Aris and Sefer Ksubis, he says, Rashi is so Shrei. I mean, she told the Ferish to Aiden, it should be a Shaila. That should be very clear that she's being Mabatul the whole Shtah. She has Aiden that she's being Mabatul. So he says, obviously Rashi doesn't mean that he told Aiden, she told Aiden the Ferish these words, that that's not a matana. She just says Ramas to Aiden, something like that. That she told Aiden, give it to my daughter because I'm going to get married. She was Ramas at that discussion. But basically, the Rishonim don't even say that she told Aiden at all. And Pashup Shad is, it was just from the Maisa, was obvious. So Taisus means on the Maisa, Kvaba Maisa Shtam Abiyach Nechasa Bnei Benetam. There's a Maisa Shtam Abiyach Nechasa that came from Benetam. She Rotsa Lubais, Rotsa Shay Shtam Nechasa Bachai. It was a different case. It wasn't Amana. It was a regular person who was making a havah for somebody, a few hundred thousand dollars of borrowing, and basically he had a house, and he was afraid that, you know, if he can't pay the havah, the mom will take away his house. So what he did was, right before the havah, he took the house and he wrote it over to somebody else. He wrote a shtar matan and gave the house to you, therefore, in case he can't pay the havah, this mom can never take the house away from him. And later, he went to the gang and says, you know, I didn't really mean it, it was only to protect the house from the malva. And I want the house back. And the guy, the Makal Matana, said, no, you gave it to me. I have a Shtar Matana. And this came to Benetam. So Pashu would say, this is the same thing.
If you be successful in doing that, the
judgment, no? Not really, because he's really doing it in Din. He's doing everything halacha. He gave,
no,
it, he gave it away before the halacha.
It's
not right. It's not nice.
Yeah, from the mouth.
From the mouth.
Why are you got it?
Because if you
might
he's got
some
money, that's the house. You never gave it away.
No.
You're
hiding
it from him, so
you. Oh, if it was a Shtar Mavrecha.
Yeah,
it's
a Shtar Mavrecha.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yeah, he's the
guy. Oh, because you're going to bring him a Shabbos. But first of all, the Pasha, I think most people say, this is the same thing as Amana. The same thing as
Amana,
the
Shtar Mavrecha. Yeah, they were that. I was called
the
guy.
What?
I think it should be.
Yes, you're good. Yes, you're good.
No, but I should have said that too. The Amana was.
Why?
Because.
Now the mana did halach. Oh, again, that, again, that.
He's
lousy. Oh, again, that. So the says, no, this is a chelik. This is a chelik. Because by the Isha, by the mana, when she went to Shema Berchas, that taka did help. That taka would help because even if you would say Shema Berchas, and you rip up the Shema Berchas, and really it was her property the whole time. You don't say that the husband now gets all the payers from Afreya. He doesn't get the pay. Because there's a halacha, the Gemara says in Ksubis, I think the fine chesam at all, it's going to Shimon, we pass like Rav Shimon, that the chosim she'en yidu l'bayla, in l'ba chayl ben. The chosim that the husband doesn't know about, he has no chaylik. The lady has property someplace where the husband never knew about. The lady finds out, oh, there's 20 years later, property. It's a question, you do it, he does not get, we don't say, oh, my fair is supposed to eat those payers for the past 20 years, give it back to me. We don't say that. If he did not know about it, he doesn't get it. It's a mega over here, Hushna Mavech has accomplished that. All this time, he thought the property belonged to the daughter. So even though now I've not ripped up the shtar, and my fair, the property belonged to the Amona, you don't say that the husband gets the face. It worked what she did. It worked what she did because she created a case with Nachashin Yudong Baal. Mashenkin over here, by regular Baal Chayib, in case you drip up the Shtam of Rechet, it will come out in Mafreya, the house always belonged to the Loiva, and the marble would have taken it away. It could have taken it away. Take it away. Is a Menla, that's the Chilak. So over here, he should mean that the Matana should remain. He would rather go over Matana to whoever he's giving to his relative, his friend, than should go to the Malva. Go to the Malva. It's like he says, Kalacha, what he's doing. It's not there, Mchaita Beleloi, because some Hashem want to stay over here, Mchaita Beleloi, but it's not, because he's giving it away before the Halva. There's a minute that Ben Sam said, if he would have known that making a Shtar Berachas would accomplish, he still wouldn't get to keep the property, then going back to the Malva, he would have said, the Shtar should remain the Shtar. So, when the time is Makayim the Shtar Matana, that it should remain. That's Taisus. The Rosh over the Ksuvos, the Perichestim and Gimel's Chel. The Rosh says, this Cheshbon is a very good Cheshbon, but the Loibe did not realize all this. According to the Loibe's Toyis, the Loibe thought it was a Shtam of Rechas. The Loibe and the Maisa did not mean to give the house away as a Matana. He only meant to hide it from the Malba, and he thought he was getting it back. He didn't make the whole Cheshbon, and in case he gets it back, the Malba takes it away anyway, so he might as well give it. He didn't make the whole Cheshbon. According to his Toyis, he thought that, I'll get rid of the Malba, I'll trick him, he'll be gone, he'll stop bothering me. And then I'll go to the Makal Matanas to give it back to me. That's what he thought. So according to his Toyas, he never meant to be Maknet. So the Rosh says, this will also be Shtar Mabechas. We rip up the Shtar, and the whole Shtar's bottle and Echnami. Now the Malba can come and take it away. That's the Machayis during the time in the Rosh. So I'm going to tell you, it's not the Machayis. You have to understand, what exactly is the Machayis? The first question in the Machlokes is, according to Bein Tam, we don't just look at his Kavanah now, we look at the end. We look at what he would feel if he knew all the facts. In case he knew all the facts that the Shtar HaBechas is not accomplishing anything, if you rip it up, it's the end of going back to the Malva, then he would say, okay, let the Matan remain. That's what Bein Tam holds. But the Rosh doesn't know the way. The Rosh holds, we just look at his Kavanah in the beginning. We don't make Cheshbon later. When he gave the Matan, if he meant it or not. If he did not mean it, it wasn't an assumption believed that, believed for Adam, that he did not mean it, it's not a Matan. That's the Chayyad Machayyad. Now I was thinking, I give it to you, we'll start to say maybe a little bit more. I want to say, this might be a Makar for this Machayyad, Bein Tam, the Rosh might be in Sugi and Nelutzius. The Chabezim Al-Af. The Gemara says, James Gemara, not just one with our children, and they come from Chazen on this Gemara. Meimer umazukta Ravashi, there are three Amoraim. Meimer umazukta Ravashi, Iklu nubusna the Morba Isaac. They went to visit a different Amoraim, Morba Isaac. They went to his garden. And he wasn't home. Morba Isaac wasn't home. I see Arista, Tami Bimani. The Arist is someone who works the fields. And he's a Kishtuka partner. He does the work and he gets a percentage of the payers. And he brought them out, dates, Tami Bimani, dates and pomegranates. For Shadda Kamai, he put it in front of them. He more says, a Meimer Ravashi after, a Meimer Ravashi ate. Mazutin loyachim, Mazutin did not eat. Because Mazutin was choshes for gzeila. He says, the Baal Boss is not here. Marbe Isaac is not here. How can we eat? How can we just take it? So Tesis explains that everyone really agreed to that svara, that you can't take from a Baal Boss if he's not home. If he's not home, how can you take it? We have a shur, so choshes gzeila. The machlokes was, the other Amroyim, a Meimer Mazutra, they held that Mistan, they were saying much that the Aris Mistan with delay, with the Nashe gave. He gave from his own chelik. And there's such a Gemara like that in Baba Kama, the Kufi test, that says something like that. That you could assume when the Oros gives you something, he's given from his chelik. But Tais explains that Ravashi held that when do you say you could assume the Oros is giving from his portion, that's what he takes from the house. Brings from the house. But over here, the Oros went to the fields and took it. If he took it from the field, he had to be chosh, it was before Chalukah, and maybe it was the chelik of the Baalim, and it was done without Rishon. Okay, that's the Tais and the Machlagis. But upon according to Tosis, everybody seems to hold that if you go to someone's house, you go to your friend's house, and he's not home, and you know your friend would tell you to take a drink. Oh, mashallah, it's a hot day, and you go visit your uncle, you go to your uncle's house, and it's a very hot day, you're very thirsty, you walk in, no one's home, your uncle's out, and you see a bottle of soda, you want to take a drink. According to the Tosis, you're not allowed to take anything. And Tosis explains, to get the Yishon Amidas, even though you know that your uncle would want you to take, and when he comes home and he finds out you're sitting here the whole time, you didn't take a drink, you didn't take something to eat, you're thirsty, the uncle would have your friend, your karav, he would have Agmas Nefesh. Why didn't he take something? The din is, no, Yish Namidas, we have a Yish. Just like Yish Namidas, the same thing. If he would have known, he would have told you to take it. Well, Maisi didn't know, and you have no wish to take his Geneva. That's what Tesis holds. So, Pasha. There's a Shach, in Hesha Mishvich, Shindun Ches, the Kanalach, that wants to be in Zachan Seisus. He wants to say there's a chilk. He says, when do you say Yish Lemi Das Le Havi Yish? That's by an Abeda, which is something that a person really does not want to happen. A person does not want an Abeda to happen. He'd rather never got lost. The whole thing is really against his will. This happened. And that's when you say something that a person does not want, and now he's Miyayish, that has to be Midas. Yish Lemi Das Le Havi Yish. But something that a person chavchina would want, like your friend, your car, like this story, your uncle, he would want you to take. Please take. He'd be very happy that you did take something. That you don't. That even shlemi das is enough. So you talk about that. The shach talks about that. Truma might be different, but something like this, which you want, that you don't need. You don't have to. Even if you're the yishlemi das shlemi yish, it's only because the whole thing was against your will. But something which is achatchina, you want it. You want the person to take that. You don't need that. Even if you have the shemitah, would help.
Bowel, cup,
Well, that's something else. That's not shemitah. That's a built-in reshus of matan muetis. It's not a built-in thing. There's a ritva. I think it's the vachadoshim, which is already many years old, but it's called the vachadoshim that says come out the same thing. And you could definitely put in the ritva's words. I think you put in the ritva's words what the shach is saying. And the shach explains maybe this is the machlokes of the amoraim. And they mazut that they held this far that there's no problem with yishlam midas over here because it's not a negative thing; it's a positive thing. It's chasini wants us to have even yishlam midas. And the vashri was stuck on this far. He was not still telling yishlam midas. That's how the Shach comes from. There's a man, okay, that's kind of saying, maybe this is the Machlokes Tosfos, the Rebbeinu Tam and the Rosh Beis also. Rebbeinu Tam holds that we look at the end, and we make the whole cheshbon, and so, if he would have known this whole matzah is going with the Shach's bar, if he would have known this whole matzah that, in case I don't give him a matana, even though I don't know, it's Shalemi Das, like he's Shalemi Das, but if he would have known the whole cheshbon that if I don't let the matana be a matana, the mav is taking it away, I'm losing it anyway, it might as well be a matana. He holds that that's a good enough kavana, and the Rosh will hold no. That'll be to get Yishlam Midas. At this time, he didn't know about it. To create a kavana lakinyan Shalom Midas, we passed in Yishlam Midas Levi Yish. It would not help.
You need just to be the Galat Das. So you need a Meister King. So if you say that Meister King is not a Meister King, you're shocking the Meister King from nothing. You don't see Yishlo Midas and Moshe. If I knew, or you knew that I want to be Makri, you my jacket. You don't say, oh, so it's yours already. Because you need a Maisa King. Yishlo Midas to make you young.
Well, he's talking about he made a Maisa King. The question was, what was the Kavana? Did he mean it or did he not mean it?
He's saying later on, he pushed through his dad to the Maisa King.
Right. If he would have been, right. But he made a Maisa King. Or over there where you're allowed to take something and he wants you to take. You have a shush. It's just to eat something. Or basically we're trying to show soup to this month.
By eating also, the answer when somebody comes to the house, you don't have to be marketing the food. You just have to give him a shush. He's allowed to eat.
The rush in the rush in the tshuva that we mentioned, I think, is more than in the rush of Sokhan. The rush in the tshuva, by that shayla of the Shlam of Rechas, someone wrote away his property, his house, to someone before the Havah, then he made a big Havah. The rush was, and then later he said, I didn't mean it. The rush actually brings three rayas that why we say he did not mean it. One ray he brings is from the famous Gemara of Vastaf, from Bob and Vase, and Gemara says, the whole sugya of Mishamas, the Gemara talks about a shiv meira, that the person who's dying and he writes the old nechassim over to somebody else, he thought it was, then he gets up, the whole kinyan is bottled. So you see that, you know, that's one of the rays. So I'm sure the label if called him, he didn't mean it. Everybody knows that he only gave away all his property because he thought he was dying. When he gets up, he did not mean it. Another case is the Gemara Basak from the Rav and the Beis. The Gemara says, Mishan Medina Siam, someone who's traveling overseas, Shamash Mes Benoit, and he hears a foreign son, his only son died, he feels he has no Yashim, Vyamba because of Kol Nachasim Lachem. He wrote everything to someone else, and then he comes back and he finds his son is still alive. The Gemara says, the whole kinyan is bottled. See, that's obviously the meanest. And the third case is the Shtam Avechas Gemara of the Almana, this Gemara service, that an Almana wrote the whole thing when she was getting married to a daughter. So a husband should not get the payers. So the Rosh would say the same thing by the slaver. When the slaver borrows money, and before he borrows the money, he gave away his house to someone, he only meant it that the Mava should not get it. So to me, it's a little bit shver. There's a chilek. I mean, the first two rayas of the Rosh are not the biggest rayas. The first raya from Shiv Meira, over there, Hitaka did not know that he was gonna live. He thought he was going to die. But his second raya from the Gemara Bakuf Mambov, he thought he had no Yashem. He thought his son died. Hitaka did not know. But over here, he knew everything. He knew that there was no secrets. I mean, he knew that he has a malva, and he knows that he's making a shtam avrech. He's giving a shtakim to someone else. There's really nothing that he did not know. The riot to this would be the third riot, the Gemara of the Amon, the Gemara of shtam avrech. That would be a riot, unless you go with the Ben Tam's judgment. That don't look at it in the way he's thinking now, look at it the way the truth is, and when he finds out the truth, the way he's going to feel. But like upon him, that's the truth of Rosh. And with the Sefer Gedolei writes on the truth of Rosh, I think he means the Rosh of the whole Arichas, he writes Tivi Musa, Right, and this tshuva, when you have a shtam avirches, according to the Rosh, you rip it up. Not even by this case of the Baal Chai. And the Rosh says, Teres emes v'chukim toyim mishpatim misham nos nekash baruch al hamei sol. David should give a teres emes, v'chukim toyim mishpatim, ayidei moishe bein anov ha-shalom, t'chher dak inoim, v'chon nisi v'seh shalom, tzadikim yichol bom, v'poishtim, v'snach makash yishar, and he writes a whole lashon that the poishtim, they come to twist the truth, they should not do it, and he gives the whole there's a whole shmuz over there how the yonim are afraid to make sure that din goes emes. When you find a shtam aveches, you have to rip it off. But akapanim, this is the machlokes the main time of the Rosh, and I think this is the remez of the Stipe. The Stipe is saying this could be a whole new taina on the het mechir. The whole het mechir is a shtam aveches. It's really a shtam aveches. You don't really mean it. You're only doing it to get out of shmita. And a shtam aveches, which you don't really mean, is nothing. And it might be according to Rebbe Tam, we will look at the end. The end tells us that in case you can rip it off, then Mafre, you are over Shmita. But the Meister, according to the Rosh, we don't look at it that way. And these are showing they
back
to the Mechir's. Well, the Mechir's, you will keep it. You do mean, in case he actually wants it, I will let him buy it. No, the Mechir's is not Shema Vrechas. It's not Shema Vrechas. Mechir's is, I'm not just doing my Vrechas, I honestly mean to sell it. I will let him keep it. But over here, if you never meant it, Mechir should be a Shema Vrechas.
He was so impressed.
It's not serious. You do mean it.
You should have killed
him. Yes, sir.